Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you. You ready? Excellent. Okay, we'll go back to the more traditional council prep session, which is really to take a look at the full week ahead, not just our own two-day sessions. Make sure everybody is aware of what we have considered important highlights. I'm not saying they're the only highlights, but certainly between Bart and myself, we want to surface these issues to make sure we have folks both aware and covering these issues on behalf of the council. So if we walk through the document that we've provided you, it'll hit the high points, starting with the ALAC CCNSO council meeting. That is a meeting which has bounced around endlessly, and we don't seem to be able to find a consistent spot for it. So we've done our best to find a place for it, which is today at 4:45. My 24-hour clock conversion is right. That's today at 4:45, and that's the joint council meeting. And the primary topics will be around our decision-making process and also discussion, I guess, what if one of the chartering organizations doesn't support the CWG proposal? Right? Then what? What does that look like? My understanding from having had conversations with folks in ALAC is that they're headed towards a place where they can be supportive of the CWG proposal. But given it's ALAC, right now I don't think there's a guarantee of that. But I'm sure that's what they want to talk about. So that just gives you a sense of what to expect in this evening or this afternoon's meeting with ALAC. Another moving on in the agenda here. There's the CCWG accountability meeting with the ICANN board today at 3 o'clock. That's something that would probably be interesting for people to cover and watch. Now, we have our own members, and of course we have Mathieu, who's a co-chair of the CCWG. So as far as country code representation there, it's certainly good. I don't think we have to worry about making sure that one of the people in this room is there, but I would encourage you, it's probably a worthwhile one to attend. Moving on to Monday, we have the SO and AC Hot Topic session, so that's sort of a regular item on the broader ICANN schedule, and that's where the SO and AC chairs working in conjunction with ICANN senior staff have identified potential hot topics. Now, it's community-wide, so not all of these are necessarily interesting to every community, and in this case, the topic is going to be what to do with the auction proceeds. As you will recall, we as the CCNSO had decided not to participate in the working group on this as the CCNSO because fundamentally we decided that, just to refresh your memory, because we were not involved in generating those surpluses, so it didn't seem right that we would provide input or as a CCNSO on how they should be spent. That said, there are many in the CC community who generate surpluses in their own environments and have established programs or foundations or various things to distribute their surpluses. So we have encouraged individual CC operators who may have experience or expertise in this area to participate as individuals. And in fact, I know we already have a few who are going to provide case studies to the working group to say this is what we do. So we are involved as individuals, but definitely not as the CCNSO. And in this hot topic session, Katrina has graciously accepted the role to provide the CC's perspective on this. And that'll be in the big room, the Liberator. Moving on, on Monday, we have the CCNSO GNSO Council meeting later in the day, 6:15 to 7:30. You can see the topics on the agenda. They're always interested in the work we do around the SOP, and we'll also be talking about the principles of CCWG squared, and work on country and territory names, as well as, of course, our shared interest on the work of the stewardship transition, CWG. So those are the four key content blocks for the GNSO meeting. And we will also talk about auction proceeds, but, you know, we've already made our position clear to the GNSO, so they may be interested in hearing some of our case studies, or maybe even one. We'll see how that goes, but we've already made our position clear to them on that issue. It is my understanding we may be provided cocktails at the end of it too, so we have an incentive to stick around. Moving on to Tuesday, of course, that's when we head into our main sessions. Tuesday, almost first thing, we start with the board CCNSO meeting. We'll be talking about the FOI, and that'll be an opportunity for our community members who are, you know, significantly interested parties in the work of the FOI to hear from the board exactly where they're at and how it's appearing on their agenda. We've already talked a bit about that this morning. Certainly the CWG and CCWG, as it pertains specifically to CC-related issues, will be a further topic, so not a general discussion of the CWG, but CC-specific. And Giovanni will be providing input and feedback from the work of the SOP. I'm not sure why the public forum is here, but of course there'll be public forum topics.
The reason for the public forum, and this is a question again for the CC, these topics were raised by, if you recall, the board was looking for an alternative way of structuring the meetings on Constituency Day, as they call it. These were topics that were raised by other constituencies, therefore they moved from the individual meetings to the public forum.
Right. Thank you for that clarification. Immediately following the board meeting, we will roll essentially right into the meeting with the GAC. So we have those back-to-back, and we'll be talking country code and territory names with Annabeth leading that. CWG decision-making, I will lead that, and CCWG accountability, Becky will be leading that. Those are the core topics with the GAC. Heading into Wednesday, of course, we have our own full-day session, but I've highlighted some other ones that are worth noting.
Just one for the Wednesday morning that's not included, the one on the meeting strategy, and that's early in the morning.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, that, you mean the one on our agenda?
Yeah, no. That
or the broader
on,
one?
That should be on the broader one.
Okay. Right. There's two interrelated pieces there. On Wednesday, an issue we've just spoken about, which is there's a pre-CWG workshop on the auction proceeds. In other words, there will be a working group set up regarding this issue, but prior to that being set up, they're actually taking some inputs into issues they should think about and how to deal with it. And that's where we're putting forward a few individual CC operators who are just providing their own case studies to help that CWG start to formulate its thoughts. So for any of you who are interested in that subject, that meeting will be happening on Wednesday late afternoon. Yes. I'm not suggesting anybody on council go to that, but it is an interesting topic that you should be aware of. The topic, actually the issue that Bart just raised, which is around the meeting strategy, so changing gears completely, ICANN meeting strategy, so of the three meetings a year, how do they work, should there be three meetings, etc., there's been lots of time and effort expended on this issue in a working group, which Keith has been a participant. We will have that topic on our agenda. So Keith, I believe, is providing basically a 15-minute overview during the council or during the CCNSO sessions. So we will get an update on that. But there is also, just a very recently announced, like in the last day or two, broader session, an ICANN-wide session on that on Wednesday morning. On Wednesday morning, which Keith will be sitting in on that one for us Wednesday morning. I just want to make sure you're aware of that, because that topic itself will start to come back to us in terms, practical terms, of how do we structure our meetings in a different meeting format overall. So I'm not going to steal Keith's thunder. He's going to walk us through it for those of you who haven't aren't up to speed on it, but it could have a meaningful impact on how we structure our own meetings and whether, you know, quite frankly, whether we even participate in all three meetings, et cetera. Anyway, that's happening in our own schedule as well as at the ICANN level schedule on Wednesday. Thursday, there is a CCWG stewardship session first thing in the morning. That's a working session. There's also an ICG working session on Thursday, which is another fairly lengthy one, though they've already spent, I think, two full days so far this week. And then there is a broader ICANN-wide discussion on the CEO succession process. And the standard public forum, where you can see there's a few big topics, and then the board meeting Thursday afternoon, evening. And those are what we would consider some of the relevant and interesting topics for us beyond our own CCNSO sessions. Certainly not saying those are the only ones, but those are the ones that that we feel are most relevant to this community and you may want to think about participating on, assuming it's not during the council meeting. Any questions or additions to that? Any further thoughts in general? Needless to say, the focus of this meeting will be around the CWG, and in addition, recognizing the work of the CCWG will be primarily focused around the Dublin meeting. It's more of a introduction and linkage between CCWG and CWG, but the focus here, without a doubt, will be the transition, stewardship transition issue. With that, thus concludes what I wanted to bring to your attention. Did anybody else have any issues they wanted to flag, raise, or have a discussion on? Yang Am.
Thanks, Byron. I mean, people may have discussed this before, but I'm just wondering, has there been any sort of discussion as to the maybe the reasons why the CEO of ICANN is leaving? Because, I mean, yes, everything is going, I mean, people are working, but it seemed to me that Fadi was one of the leaders of this whole process, and I'm just wondering what people's general thoughts about this is.
Anybody? I mean, I'll give you my two cents while people formulate their own thoughts. I've read and heard the same things you've read and heard. I have had the opportunity to speak to Fadi directly on it, and his comment was fundamentally it's time for a change. He has done what he feels he could do at this point in time, and now it's time to hand the leadership over to somebody else. And he's been lapping the globe for 3 years, and he's just plain tired, and has basically put his family, his wife, his life, and the other boards that he's on hold for 3 years, and he wants to get back to them. So somewhere between those two is what Fadi told me directly, among other people. It wasn't like it was just me, but that was direct from Fadi. Keith?
I wasn't going to speculate at all, I heard that Fadi has been asked to stay on to the 30th of June rather than his 31 March departure date, and I think that's to probably oversee the final parts of the IANA transition and so on. So I think from the stability perspective, it would seem a sensible thing to want to do have a single point of contact with the NTIA and during those final stages. But that might help ease your thinking if part of your thinking was around Fadi going in the middle of the transition.
Although his originally stated date of March 31st, probably his thinking was that would be staying till the conclusion of it. But yeah, he did, and that's a good point. He did also say in the meeting that I attended that he did want to see it through. And while he has provided March 31st as the date, he said, if required, he would stay on later, as Keith has just indicated. Nigel.
Just a brief observation about the statement that Fadi made to you, which you've rehearsed to us. Very diplomatic and very elliptical. I'm sure there's a grain of truth in it, but I'm sure there's a story we're not hearing as well.
And on the future, as the future unfolds, we will learn the full truth. Or not, I guess. Any other topics that people would like to raise? All right, well, seeing or hearing none, we will give you back some time in your day. So thank you very much for coming out a little bit early. But before that thus concludes sort of the formal part of our meeting. But I did want to bring one other important issue to your attention, and I'm sure some of you have heard rumor of this, but Gabby will be leaving us sometime between now and the next ICANN meeting, likely. Gabby has taken, or will be taking on a new role in global stakeholder engagement, so still in the ICANN, on the ICANN team, but a different part of it where she won't be involved with us on the day-to-day basis that she has been. So certainly a loss for this group, but she's still in the fold somewhere else. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware of that and also be the first to say thank you to Gabby for all that she has done for this team, this community, this council, and all folks CC. So thank you very much, Gabby. And we still have time to thank her more officially and formally, and I'll buy her a drink somewhere along the line.
Okay.
What does a global stakeholder engager actually do? Well, good luck to you in whatever that is exactly.
I believe they held a stake just before driving it into the vampire.
Does that mean you're the vampire? Okay. All right. On that note, thank you very much, everybody, and we'll see you in the many meetings over the next few days. Have a good day.